This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. We're kicking off hour number one of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, or you'll find the bulletin board system. We have got literally hundreds of people interacting there, almost 1,200 people, and over 82,000 posts, I believe.
Wow.
All of them there for you, the bulletin board system. Enjoy it for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So the calls are rolling in already. This is the show about your calls. We're going to get right to them, but want to let you know what's coming up tonight. On the way, we've got a story about a man who was in his house with his family, middle of the night, and there arose a banging on his front door. He took out the intruders, or one of them. We'll tell you who he took out and what's happening to him as a result of that. Plus, also on the way, the DEA scrambling for their jobs. They feel threatened. We'll talk to you about that. Let's go to the phone. So first, to the amplifier-only line. Hello, Richard in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
G'day, guys. This might have a little bit of pod lag on the topic, but you didn't seem to get much response to the reasons for hunting. I wanted to give you my three primary reasons.
Okay.
First one is from my three pre-reasons for hunting.
Yeah? Your three pre-reasons?
Yep.
Okay.
Primary, main reason.
Gotcha.
My first one is from a conservationist point of view, insofar as killing the feral pigs, rabbits, foxes, and cats. The second is supporting the meat industry that I like to enjoy. When you eliminate these pests, and if the hunter's got permits to cull all pests, they're able to grow their beef and their sheep better.
So
and
you're saying, Richard. So you're saying you're supporting the meat industry by killing off the predators of the cows and that sort of thing?
Well, not so much the predators of the cows. It's for example, if the farmer's got a permit to cull roos, which take a little bit of the feed. They're also not good for the fences.
I got you. Kangaroos. So kangaroos are pesty, aren't they?
Yeah, in most places they are. You've got certain pockets where they're not, but in most places they are, particularly out where they grow the cattle and the sheep.
Kind of like big rats, almost.
Yeah, a little bit like big rats. That's right.
Okay.
And finally, it's just, for me, it's just a great opportunity to go to your mates. You get to... You have a drive, you get to the campfire. We normally prepare a menu and select a few wines to go with it, and you catch fresh yabbies now and then.
Fresh killed beasties, a little bit of wine, and a nice evening or two out with the friends is what you're saying, yes?
That's exactly right.
Very good, Richard. You know what? I support it as long as you're happy and you're doing it on private property. Go for it and have a good time, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. All the way from Australia. So authentic.
He sounds about as Australian as you can sound.
Going out with the mates. Shoot me some ruse. Love it. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich to control the airwaves. What's on your mind, sir?
Guys, there has been a raid in Concord, New Hampshire involving the feds.
Really?
However, the feds were not the perpetrators of this raid. The raiders were Free Staters, and they raided the federal building in Concord, New Hampshire.
You did not.
With snowballs.
Oh, God. Okay. That's not quite a raid, but okay. It certainly was an interesting event. You want to tell us more?
That was on Saturday. Oh, not a whole lot more. They just showed up and, pre-scheduled. They had written the feds in advance, let them know they were going to be there, and just expressed their displeasure at the presence of a federal building in New Hampshire by throwing snowballs at it.
And you guys had a decent little turnout, too, from what I heard. Lauren Canario came up from New London, Connecticut, just to throw snowballs at a federal building.
Well, I wasn't there. I don't know what the turnout was. I didn't think it was all that high. But
I heard the cops came out. I don't know if anything happened.
Yeah, the snowball hit the building. That's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's good that they didn't try to charge him with some sort of disorderly conduct charge, which
Correct.
They seem to like to throw around.
I guess a federal agent did write Russell back. Russell was the one who kind of organized it. Russell Canning and
right.
from Keene. And the Fed agent wrote him. He said, well, I'm not going to arrest you for throwing him at the building. But we're not. Actually, what they do, they challenge the Feds to a snowball fight.
Yeah, right.
The Feds refused to fight. And then they said, we'll arrest you if you throw one at us, and we'll arrest you if you throw one at our cars.
Sure. Okay. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
So did they stand out there and watch you guys throw snow?
No, it was Saturday.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I just.
There's nobody. Nobody in the federal government's working on a Saturday. They get their 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, weekday. You know, weekday work schedule, and that's
yeah.
it. So
I'm sure word got around of that building that it happened. And there
I'm
was
sure it did.
There was one newspaper article about it. So
coming up in New Hampshire, you've got the protest, the maybe fully informed jury association outreach in front of the courthouse on March 1st when they're arraigning Russell and Kat.
Right.
for their arrest for disorderly conduct. You've got that on the way. What else is going on? Is there anything else in the works?
There's a lot of good bills going on, and I wanted to call you about the one, the anti-real ID bill, but I thought I might have already
Ooh.
Called you about that. There's a great bill that's come up, getting a lot of support in the House committee to opt New Hampshire out of real ID.
Yeah, didn't you tell me that you were kind of shocked at how much support it seemed to have?
It seemed like their committee was more angry than me.
Wow. I think that's great, because if one state can opt out of real ID, I mean, it certainly should be New Hampshire. And I think there's some real benefits that are going to be involved here. In case you aren't aware, real ID is something that was passed last year by the federal government. And it's essentially, there's a timetable of, I think, 3 years until 2008 or something like that for the states to decide whether or not they want to get on board with this program. And a lot of the states are angry, not because it's an anti-freedom piece of legislation, and it is. It creates a national ID card, essentially. That's not why the states are angry. The states are angry because they have to comply with the regulations without getting any extra money from the federal government.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
we can't do it. It's too hard.
Yeah, so they're coming at it from their typical lazy bureaucracy way, but hey, if that helps us out, if it helps us keep the real ID card out of New Hampshire and out of some other states that might have the courage to say no, then that's going to be excellent, because according to what I understand, if a state says no to real ID, then the people in that state can't participate in federal programs anymore.
It
seems like a silver bullet to me. There must be something I'm missing, because it seems like, gosh,
yeah.
if all we have to do to get out of Medicare and Medicaid and the IRS and all these other programs is just to say no to real ID, I don't care if we can't leave the state. Go ahead and quarantine us.
They would be shooting us with the bullet of life.
Indeed, Dave. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
We appreciate it. I like that. The bullet of life. 800-259-9231.
They might try to use... you know, the Interstate Compact clause of the Constitution against us, though, say, well, you can't trade with the United States if you're not playing by our rules.
Well, that'd be all right, because we would have two international borders, and they wouldn't be able to tell us that we couldn't trade with Canada or anyone else that comes into the seaport, right?
It's true.
I mean, I suppose they could tell the other states, hey, you can't come into New Hampshire's seaport, but otherwise, I mean, we want to trade with all the other countries in the world.
I don't see how they would have a heck of a time stopping it.
Yes, they would. It certainly would be interesting. They'd have a heck of a time stopping. I mean, what are they going to do? Put up border fences around New Hampshire if something like that happens? I can't even envision something like that. And what about Maine? What are they going to do? They're out.
Yeah.
Might as well join New Hampshire at that point. 800-259-9231. No more, it'd be 46 contiguous states if we got out of there. All right, more coming back. You take control of the airwaves. We've got Windquake on the line. Wants to talk about eminent domain coming up. What does it mean to be unprincipled? We'll talk about that. And it's Manwich's birthday. It is Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com if you like, because we have our listener map there, and I think it's pretty neat. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you will find hundreds of our listeners, over 800 of them, maybe even over 9. I haven't gone, actually, in a little while and looked, but a number of people have put themselves on our map of listeners. You just go to go add your location, add in your name, your photo, if you'd like, or even a phrase to go along with your entry. And it's totally free. And you can see where other people are located that listen to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. It's map.freetalklive.com. So, man, which we still have lots to talk about tonight, but we got the calls coming in still, so we got to go back to the phones and back to the fun to Windquake in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Windquake.
Happy birthday, Manwich, first
Thank
of all.
You. Thank you.
I want him to sing to himself tonight since he's taken to singing on the air so much recently.
Hey, as long as you don't give him the birthday spankings on the air, I'm cool with that.
Whoa.
I'm with you, man.
He'd have to pay me a lot for that. So
hey,
what's on your mind, man?
You'd like nothing better.
You guys have been talking about eminent domain for a couple of days, it seems. And
you're talking about it for a few years.
Well,
okay,
all the
yeah.
time, but I mean right. recently it seems to be coming up a lot more often.
Indeed.
This is kind of a question or a point. I'm really not sure because I'm not sure if this would exactly be true. But Amendment 5, you know, says nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation,
mm-hmm.
right? And recently the Supreme Court, as we know, wrongly interpreted this to mean public good. We all know that, too. But has property ever been completely defined?
For instance, I wonder about that. I'm not sure.
For instance, could they come up to you and even say, you know, we're going to use eminent domain to take your car because John down the street could use it better than you could.
Mm,
or,
John,
you know,
John would be willing to pay more taxes on it.
But, you know, still, I mean, what would stop them from taking your computer or your car or your television, your home theater, your kid's
Great
baseball
points.
Mitt?
Yeah, now that what you're saying is now that they've set this precedent of, okay, we can take your property for whatever reason we want to, you're asking a great question, Windquake. Well, what is property?
Right, right.
It doesn't say land in the Fifth Amendment.
No, it does not. No, it does not. And the fact that, you know, was initially supposed to be public use, maybe land was just understood because, you know, how could the public generally use your cow, for instance? You know what I mean?
Well,
or could do that too,
it could be used to justify taxation, too, if they wanted to.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, your money's your property, but according
absolutely.
To the Fifth Amendment, we can take it for the public good.
But you know what? They're not compensating me for my money.
Oh, yeah, compensation. Right, right. But they're compensating you with their services.
But, you know, like...
They're so invaluable, the government services.
Absolutely. Hey,
you don't feel like you're getting your money's worth, Windquake?
Absolutely not. You know, the... You know, the midnight basketball. Well, you know, if I had a basketball, they could take that to use for the midnight basketball because it's going to be served by more public good.
Right.
Being used, you know, it's just crap.
And yeah. you get
it's just sitting around at your house anyway.
Right.
Right. And plus, you get the warmness in your heart of knowing that your basketball was taken for that public good. That's what you
right.
get in return.
Right. Hey, speaking of taxes, real quick,
yes,
I did file this year. But only mm-hmm. because I'm getting money back.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
So, you know, and you know, I got a family, and I got to be worried about that.
No know? Doubt. Take them for every penny you can get. I mean, I totally understand that. I mean, I think I would encourage people to, you know, get as much money as they can possibly retrieve back from what they've, you know, from what they've paid in.
Right.
But at the same time, if you are planning on, bailing out of the system at some point, then just go. You know what I mean? I mean, if you decide that you want to just stop paying taxes, period,
right.
don't try to get any extra money out of them. Like people like Irwin Schiff and these, you know, the tax protesters out there that have their little system where if they just fill in the right forms and they fill it out in the right way, that they'll be able to get all their money back. I mean, there's crazy, kooky, crackpot schemes out there that suggest that, oh, if you just fill out the right section, you'll get all your Social Security money back. Which is just absolute crackpot stuff.
Yeah.
Look, they've taken $10,000 from me in the few years that I've been working, the Social Security Administration, and they can have it all. They can have it. I don't want it back. I don't want payments when I turn 65. I'm just not going to send them another dime. Go ahead. There you go. You win $10,000. Okay. Talk to you later.
Yeah. So anyway, back to eminent domain. Big question everybody has to ask. What is property?
Great question, Windquake. Thanks for the call, man.
No
we appreciate
problem.
Hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think that's a really salient point.
You know, I'm trying to define property in my mind. And
something
know.
That you have dominion over, something you have control
yeah.
of, something that is most definitely yours.
Yeah.
Something you've created for yourself or purchased from another person.
You can't pick up your land and move it around, but certainly men have owned land for as long as there have been men, pretty much.
Indeed.
So it seems to me that that's backed up by, you know, common law, as it were.
Well, one of the things about property in this country is we're supposed to take it pretty seriously. It's supposed to be pretty sacred. I mean, the idea behind America, originally at least, was that we were all supposed to be sovereigns. We're all supposed to be kings of our own property. The founding fathers liked the idea of kings, you know, having control over a certain piece of land, but they didn't like the idea of having one king. They liked the idea of having 300 million kings, people that have dominion entirely over what it is that they control. That's where we originally came from, but now we've strayed far, far from that. In fact, here's a perfect example of a story that just shows how our property rights have been destroyed. It's a story about a man named Corey May. And I came across his story a little while back. We just didn't get to it. It's one of those things that just got thrown by the wayside, and we didn't get to it. But anyway, according to Redley Balco at the Cato Institute, on December 26, 2001, police in the small town of Prentice, Mississippi, executed a marijuana search warrant on a small duplex. And, of course, if you actually had control over your own property, the police wouldn't be able to come in and just kick down your door in the middle of the night. Well, one side of the duplex lived Jamie Wilson, described in the search warrant and police affidavit as a known drug dealer. When police pounded on her door, Wilson answered and surrendered. That's what you might expect of a small-time marijuana dealer. On the other side of the duplex, 20-year-old Corey May had fallen asleep in an easy chair. His 18-month-old daughter lay asleep in the next room. May had only recently moved out of his parents' home. He's 20. He'd moved in with his girlfriend because he says he wanted to be a father to his daughter. May was uncomfortable in this new home, and he had expressed concerns to his mother about the seedy neighborhood that surrounded it. Still, he promised to stick it out until after the holidays. Late at night, May said he awoke to a furious pounding on his front door. According to his court testimony, he became frightened for his safety, and for the safety of his daughter. It's the middle of the night. He ran back to the bedroom where his daughter was asleep on the bed. He retrieved the gun that he had for home protection, loaded it, chambered around, and lay down on the floor next to her, hoping that the noises and or intruders outside would subside. Well, they didn't. Soon enough, May says the door to his bedroom flew open, and a figure entered from the outside. Scared, May fired his gun 3 times. The figure was police officer Ron Jones. And one of May's bullets struck Jones in the abdomen, killing him. Worse for May, Jones also happened to be the son of the town's police chief.
That's not good news.
Now, the above, what I just read there is Corey May's version of the events. As you might guess, the police offered a different account of the raid. Oh, did I mention Corey May's black? Might just be a factor here. We're going to come back and tell you what the police's side of the story is and what's happening to Corey May, what happened to his lawyer as a result of taking the case. I mean, there's some serious stuff going on in Mississippi. I'll tell you about it all. Coming up, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When it's raining, do you hold your breath as your car struggles to start or runs rough when it does? There's a simple way to locate ignition parts that act up with the weather, and when I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
In damp weather, if your car runs rough until it warms up, the problem might be moisture shorting out worn ignition wires. To troubleshoot, shops use a $25,000 scope, but you can use a $2 bottle of Windex. That's right, Windex. Here's how. With engine idling and AC on, spray each spark plug wire with Windex. When the Windex hits the bad wire, the engine will misfire. Next, spray the distributor cap, coil wire, and coil. With each part, listen and look for the engine to stumble or shake. When it does, you've found the culprit. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners. It is not a beauty contest. It's women of all shapes and sizes and ages and colors have sent their pictures in because they listen to Free Talk Live and they want to show it off. And we really appreciate that. They send us validated photos, which means in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. Visit the Shrine for more details on that at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We're talking about a man named Corey May. He's 20 years old. He was in his new duplex that he was living in, not in the best neighborhood. And in the middle of the night, there was a pounding at his front door, pretty scary. I mean, he woke up from a sleep and was scared, so he went and got his gun and got his daughter and laid down on the floor and waiting just to see if it would go away, and it didn't. His door was kicked in, and he shot the intruder 3 times. Intruder turned out to be a police officer, happens to also be the son of the police chief. And so now Mr. May is facing the death penalty. But let's go.
Death penalty.
Yeah, let's get to the rest of the story here. Because the police have their side of things, okay? They were executing a drug raid. And indeed, here's their account. They say they repeatedly announced the fact that they were the police. They asked May to open up the door. They say an anonymous informant had told the investigating officer there was a large stash of marijuana in the apartment that Corey May shared with his girlfriend. And they say Corey May knew that Ron Jones was a police officer when he shot him. A Mississippi jury believed the police.
Mm.
Last year, Corey May was found guilty of capital murder or the intentional killing of a police officer. The same afternoon, he was sentenced to death. Today, he sits on Mississippi's death row. That Corey May is even in the prison is an appalling failure of Mississippi's criminal justice system. Police had no reason to be in his home that night, much less to break down his door. His case is just the latest in a series of tragic consequences resulting from the overuse of paramilitary tactics when the police serve drug warrants. We've talked about this several times on Free Talk Live, how there's no reason whatsoever for the police to be busting into people's homes and doing these things. I mean, beyond the fact that you have a Fourth Amendment right not to be searched and seized and everything unreasonably, if it's a drug dealer, he's going to leave the house at some point. Okay, I don't know of many drug dealers that live like hermits and have somebody else go out and buy their food for them and just have everybody come to the house.
Or deliver their drugs, for that matter.
Right. I mean, at some point, they got to go out to go and get more drugs, to go and get more food. It would not be a huge deal to put a tail on one of these guys,
well,
pull them over while they're driving, bust them with, I'm not saying I support any of this. I don't support the war on drugs. But as far as just intruding on people's property, there's a better way to do it that won't get cops or people killed.
The reason they don't like to knock on doors is because they're afraid of people, hello, it's the police, could we come in, please?
They're afraid of them flushing the drugs. I understand that.
Secondly,
so
the reason they don't like the tail idea is because...
they're lazy.
Well, it might be involved in there somewhere, but at the same time,
it, you know as well as I do, they're not very good at this. It's not very, it's not as easy as it is in Hollywood. You can't just park a white van out in front of somebody's house and expect them to not notice. I mean, you couldn't put a tail on my house. Mm-hmm. Now, you might be able to go to a neighbor's house and ask to set up a secret camera so that you could watch the house, sure, and then perhaps nab me coming down the street.
There's ways to do it. There are ways to do it. Anyway, Corey May had, by the way, here's some little details.
But it's more fun to bust in the door with the, you know, flak jackets on.
Here are the details the cops won't tell you about. Corey May had no, because the cops are claiming they said they were the cops, and they, he knew it was a cop when he shot him. Well, Corey May had no prior criminal record. He had no history of violence. Police found 1 gram of ashen marijuana.
What's that mean?
Meaning he'd smoked part of it.
Okay.
That's all he had. He's a pot smoker. There was no large stash, which is allegedly what the cops were there looking for, and Corey May wasn't a drug dealer. In fact, May's name appeared nowhere on the search warrant, only his address, which was a duplex, and they did find a drug dealer on the other side of it, on the other side, and the phrase "persons unknown." So they weren't even looking for this guy. They were just there kicking in doors. Then there's the matter of the informant. We'll never know who that informant was, nor will we ever know what kind of corroborating investigation was done before securing the warrant. I mean, can you get a warrant to search somebody's house, to kick in somebody's front door, based on an anonymous tip? I would hope not, but it wouldn't surprise me if you could.
I wouldn't surprise me either.
That's because the entire investigation was leading up to the raid. The raid was conducted by the same officer, Ron Jones, who was killed in the raid. So he's dead now. We can't ask him any questions. According to the district attorney, Buddy McDonald, Jones kept no notes or documentation of his investigation of the Wilson May duplex. And any investigation that he might have done died with Officer Jones. Corey May may well have been a recreational pot smoker, but then possession of a misdemeanor amount of pot doesn't justify an armed home invasion. Corey may also have fired his gun too quickly, but what would you have done? You have no criminal record. You aren't a dangerous person. You have no reason to think the police would break into your home in the middle of the night. You awake to find out your home is under siege, the door flies open. Do you wait to see who it is? Or do you defend your, family? It's a tough choice.
It is.
If the cops wouldn't kick in people's doors, then there would be zero chance it was the cops. No cops would get killed if they wouldn't engage in this behavior.
Well, that much is true, and the gentleman that died is a victim of the drug war.
Absolutely,
but at the same time, I can see both sides of this case. I mean, what if they did?
There's no excuse for kicking in people's doors.
What if they said it's the police a bunch of times? You know, I mean,
what if he was sleeping while they were saying it's the police?
Who knows?
What if he woke up on the last knock? We don't know.
No.
We weren't there. Don't think it can't happen. There are dozens of examples of late-night, no-knock drug raids being executed on the wrong home, and we report on them all the time here on Free Talk Live, at least 3 or 4 of them a year. It's horrifying. Dozens of examples on people guilty of, at worst, misdemeanor offenses. Any gun owner willing to defend his family from intruders could well be in the same position Corey May was in 4 years ago. He's been on death row for 4 years now.
Mm.
At the very worst, May is guilty of recklessness. It's horrifying to think that he could be executed for an error in judgment, an error compounded by volatile circumstances, a frightening assault, high-stakes drama, and none of which were his making. He was just sleeping on the couch. But it gets worse. For the last 10 years, Bob Evans, no, probably not the guy from the restaurant fan, but Bob Evans has been a public defender of the town of Prentice. Late last year, Evans says he was warned by town officials not to represent Corey May in his appeal. Evans ignored the threats and gave May representation. In January of this year, Prentice made good on its promise and fired Bob Evans. According to Evans, Prentice Mayor Charlie Dumas told him point blank that he was terminated for representing Corey May. What's going on here, huh? Seems a little small-town, good old boy society to me. Sounds like everybody's backing each other up in the police department and the justice system. And it doesn't seem like this guy's gotten himself a fair shake at all, with threats like this being bandied about. This kind of stuff really... I mean, it's angering enough, the fact that the cops kicked in a man's door, and they got ticked off because one of them got shot as they were raiding someone's house. That's angering enough. But to see that this sort of malfeasance is going on behind the scenes, this sort of skullduggery, really angers me.
This needs national press attention is what this needs.
It really does. It's gotten a little bit of it, but and we're trying here to try and help out on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. I want to hear from somebody who thinks the cops should be able to kick down doors. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, which
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff on there for you, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. You can go get them all for free right there on the front page of our website. Easily accessible, no filling out forms, membership fee, or anything like that. It's right there at freetalklive.com. So talking about the Corey May case, it is from Prentice, Mississippi. He is 21, was 20 at the time, and the cops raided his house. No knock raid, just, well, I guess they allegedly did knock, but they kicked in his door and he shot one of the cops. He didn't know it was a cop at the time. It was dark, it was nighttime, and there's a bunch of screaming men coming into your apartment.
And it now, doesn't sound like a situation where they would have knocked very, like, knock, 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 bam!
Right.
You know?
Well, we talked about the Supreme Court case a couple of years ago where the Supreme Court essentially ruled that, 15 seconds was enough time or something like that. Like, there was a certain time limit set, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but they suggested that after the cops had waited an X amount of time, they could kick in a door. which 15 seconds is just nuts.
Right.
I mean, that's not enough time to get off the toilet.
unless you're sitting right there, it's not enough time to do anything.
Right. So it's a sad situation. You've got a kind of a good old boys setup where it's a small town. Everybody knows everybody else. And this particular cop, I just did a Google search during the break, and I found an article where they're just lamenting this cop's death and talking about how he was such a hero. He was fighting drugs. You know, 4 years on the narcotic squad. He's a hero. When in fact, he's just somebody that I understand a lot of these cops are just doing their jobs and blah, blah, blah. But he's putting people in prison that never hurt anybody else. Corey May never hurt anybody else. He might have smoked some weed, and they found a half a gram of marijuana in his house. They were looking for a huge stash. He didn't know he wasn't being, he didn't think he was being investigated. He's just a pot smoker. Just a guy that goes to work, comes home, and smokes pot at night. That's who this man was, and now he's sitting in on death row as a result of all this. And the cops being lauded as a hero. It talks about how the cops wore black tape on their badges to, you know, to mourn his death. And nobody's mourning the fact that Corey May is going to be going to the electric chair or whatever it is they have there in Mississippi.
Electric chair.
Really, really sick. And I want to know if there's anybody out there that actually supports kicking in people's doors and executing search warrants on them. I don't. I can't think of any reason why I would support something like that.
It is evidence of a drug warrant gone completely out of control.
I mean, if you're looking for a murderer or some violent, you know, rape suspect or something like that, I could understand having to look in a certain location. Like, if you're on the search for a multiple murderer and you believe that he's hiding out in Manwich's house, I can understand having to search that location, but there'd really be no reason to kick in the door. Well, you can't flush a person down the toilet. You could take your time getting in there.
You know, you could just cover the exits, and which they do when they're looking for when they're on a manhunt.
And then you can let them know you're there.
Then you could give a reasonable amount of time before for somebody to open the door. You know, if it takes 5 minutes for somebody to open a door, then I can see. Let's knock. Let's kick this door in.
Right.
It's clear somebody's in there, you know, that kind of thing.
And as long as you have a warrant that specifies that you're looking for this guy who's allegedly a killer.
Yeah.
You know, whereas on this particular warrant that they had, it said persons unknown. It was an anonymous tip that they'd gotten. And if you're doing a murder, you know, if you're doing a murder investigation, you're going to have to get a little bit more than an anonymous tip you're going to have to get a little more evidence to find out if somebody's actually in a location. That's one of the big problems with this war on drugs, is how it encourages people to just snitch out people. Like, for instance, I could pick up the phone tonight, snitch you out, man. Which, now, whether or not the cops will do anything about it is another question. Because, like many bureaucrats, they're lazy.
And if they came into my house, they could very well get shot or, you know, injured in some way. They wouldn't find any drugs at my house, but it wouldn't stop them from dropping something off there.
What do you mean, leaving drugs there after the fact?
You never know.
You really never know, especially after they've figured out they've wasted their time. Well, this won't be a waste of time here. Put this there. Put this crack there or whatever. You've got this terrible situation where we're all at risk. I mean, it's the war on drugs that's putting us at risk. The war on drugs killed that cop.
Yeah.
The war that he so valiantly fought for 4 years of his life took it from him.
It's not a valiant war.
No, it's not. But that's what they're trying to portray in the news. Like, he's a hero. When in fact, all you do as a drug cop is lock up people that, for the most part, haven't hurt anybody else. Now, if you have hurt someone else, well, great. You should go to court and, you know, pay some restitution and, you know, community service or whatever.
Be punished in some way.
Yeah, be punished. But for smoking weed or snorting a little cocaine, sorry. Nobody else is being hurt there. Let's let our cops deal with people that are actually putting others in harm's way. You know, bank robbers, murderers, rapists. But who am I? I'm just a silly talk show host. What do I know, huh? Well, there's got to be a reason for this war on drugs. And in fact, the DEA has come out with a laundry list of them, man, which...
Really?
Yeah, the DEA is, they're kind of scared. They have essentially come out with a top 10 summary of the top 10 facts on legalization. You are going to love this. Basically, the reason why they're doing this is they're getting scared. they're getting frightened by the drug legalization movement that is growing, hopefully by leaps and bounds as the days go on. And they're trying to counteract the claims that people like us make, man, which they're trying to counteract our claims
really should be interesting.
With some claims of their own. They claim their facts. You're going to laugh at these facts. It's good stuff. On the way, this is your show, DEA Propaganda, coming up. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have made it even easier now for you to shop via freetalklive.com. We've been talking about our new partnership with Amazon.com, Manwich. Basically, if you enter Amazon.com via Free Talk Live's website, then we get a percentage of all the sales that are made at that point.
Right, whether it's books or any of the
books or movies or kitchen stuff. I mean, they've got tools, they've got everything there.
Yeah.
So we were telling you to enter through the banners on our website, and you can still do that. Or, now we've made it even easier, you just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. It'll take you straight to their site, and we get credit. We get a percentage for every single purchase made. Cool stuff. We think it's cool. It's working so far, too. I think our listeners have ordered like 13 items already. This is not too shabby.
Yeah, nice.
Not too shabby. All right, so we're talking about the DEA. They're scared, as they should be, because now they've got some real opposition. And here's what they've done. They've come up with a summary of the top 10 facts on legalization. Fact number one. We have made significant progress in fighting drug use and drug trafficking in America. Now is not the time to abandon our efforts. So this is obviously to contest the claims people like us make.
Right.
In that, what? Significant progress? There's more drugs now than there ever was in the past.
Right.
It's drugs are being so used so far and so wide compared to... We talked to Officer Jack Cole, a 12-year veteran of the Narcotics Squad, New Jersey State Police. We talked to him on Saturday night. He told us that drug use is up. It's huge. There are drugs today that didn't exist when the war on drugs started. But here's their claim. The legalization lobby claims that the fight against drugs cannot be won. However, overall drug use is down by more than a third in the last 20 years, while cocaine has dropped by an astounding 70%. 95% of Americans do not use drugs.
What?
They are so clueless. I mean, that's just blatant lies. First of all, I understand that they're saying what they mean to say is 95% of Americans don't use illegal drugs, but I don't believe that at all, period.
Right.
Because statistics have shown that over 50% of Americans have admitted to, or 50% of adults, 50% of parents, over 30% of adults have admitted to smoking marijuana at least once in their lives. There are millions of existing marijuana smokers in this particular country, and all the rest of the drugs are harder to track down.
Yeah, it sure doesn't sound like the fact to me. 95% of Americans don't use drugs.
I can't think of people that I know that
are not on drugs right now.
I can't think of that. Like, thinking in my head of the friends and the people that I've known over the years that don't use some sort of drug, I can't think of it.
Are you including caffeine
and
alcohol?
And I will include caffeine and alcohol in that, and nicotine. Now they said that 95% of Americans do not use drugs. That's just a blatant lie. But even if it was illegal drugs, even if that's what they meant, I don't believe it for a second. I would say, I'd say probably at least 20 to 30% of Americans probably uses illegal drugs, just based on my experience. That's totally based on my experience. I don't have a statistic to back that up. And by the way, neither do they. There's no citing going on here in this article. I'm looking for it.
Just that same old nonsense. They'll grow boobs.
Yeah. No citations here whatsoever. Well, there's 9 more facts to go here. Facts from the DEA. They're scared for their jobs. And we're going to tear them up coming up in hour number 2. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.